You know, it's interesting. You know, when I think about this past few months, and I'm getting tired of referring to as COVID and all that stuff, so I'm not going to probably try and use that term at all. But the past few months, it's been a challenge. It's okay. You can drop it down as long as you're not sitting close. Trust me, I know them. You might want to give it to them. It's okay. But the past couple of months, you know, it's been an interesting journey, hasn't it? I mean, I challenging, different. Everything's kind of like, I kind of refer to it as bizarro world, like in the Superman movie, you know, where everything's the same, but it's all different. But, you know, as I went through it and as I continued to go through it, you know, even though things changed, I had to adapt to some new things. And the one thing that I have always known that I have to have in my life on a regular daily basis, I have to have exercise. You don't want to be around me if I don't have some exercise, some cardiovascular. And over this past 3 months, at first the gym was closed, which is where I used to go. And so what I adapted was I went out and I got my, what I call my new old bike. It's about 10 years old, but I didn't use it so much when I bought it 10 years ago. Haven't used it, but I put it in. It's one of those hybrids. I think it's got about 170,000 gears in it, you know, and it's a hybrid. And, it, you know, it's not a race bike, but it's not a beach cruiser either, so you can move along on the street. And I pulled that bike out, and I started riding on the street. You know, these last 3 minutes, what a great gift it was to be outside riding on my bike. In fact, now I can go back in the gym, but I haven't been. I've been riding outside because I like it so much. I mean, it's been so much fun to be outside. Even in the heat, when you're moving at a good clip, you got a little bit of breeze. It's been such a gift to me. You know, I realized that as I, you know, started to look at life, that the one thing that whenever I'm in what I would call dark parts of my life where, you know, I'm not happy with other people, I'm not happy with other things, and I'm definitely not happy with myself, that what I need to do more than anything else is sort of practice an attitude of gratitude and look at the gifts that are in my life. And I have to say that this past 3 months, one of the greatest gifts I have is riding that bicycle outside every day. The other day I was riding down. I mean, I leave from my house, which is on 23rd, go down Saxon, cut over on Oak Tree, take that down, then cut back to Atlantic, take Atlantic all the way down to the National Seashore and back. It's about 12 and a half miles. And this is bragging, this is sin, okay? So I just forgave myself. But I mean, I'm doing it now in a sub 50 minute time frame, so I'm moving along. As I was riding along, one thing I noticed is that every once in a while, there'll be a tortoise alongside the road. And as long as it stays on the side of the road, I'm pretty much okay. But dang, sometimes those tortoises try and cross the road. It really messes my bike ride up. Because to be upfront with you, when I see a turtle going across the road, I can't just let it go by itself. I have to be a crossing guard at the very least. And so the other day I was coming back. I'd made it all the way down to the National Seashore. I came back. I was in that section between the National Seashore and JB's. And all of a sudden there's this little tortoise, not bigger than this. It wasn't a big one. And it was coming. I saw it from a distance. And all these cars were piling on down to the National Seashore. And I was like, they're going right over it. They're going around it. But nobody was stopping. I got to the place where that tortoise was, and I literally rode my bike out into the middle of the street, laid the bike down because I figured they'd probably sooner hit me than that bike because it'd mess their car up, okay? Stopped traffic, got the tortoise, and got it to the other side. But I got on my bike, and as I started riding away, I started to think to myself, that really messed up my ride. I'm not going to get sub 50 now. I started thinking, you know, it's harder to get started up again. You know, I really had the breeze at my back. Now I got to catch up again and go on. And I started to get a little bit frustrated and even move into resentment. And all of a sudden, believe it or not, as I always put it, the word of the Lord comes into my brain or in my heart, whatever it is. I'm not psychotic yet. I'm not psychotic yet where I'm hearing voices, but it's kind of like that feeling that comes in where you know kind of God's talking to you. And all of a sudden it was like, I thought you said this was a gift I gave you. And I said, yeah, it's a gift. He goes, well, every gift has got responsibility. Every gift has got responsibility. In fact, I hope that you start to learn that every gift I give gives you grateful responsibility. I started to ponder what that meant, to be gratefully responsible. And I thought about every gift that I have in my life. Gifts of health. I mean, that doesn't come without responsibility. If you get health, you got to maintain health. Gifts of family and friends. You know, if you really take something as a gift, then you realize that there is a response that you have to that gift. Of coming back, not just saying, oh, thank you, you know, and getting your thank you note and be done with it, but where actually you value it, because it's in that gift that value starts taking place by you, in a sense, responding and giving more and more value to that. And that gift becomes better and better. I realized that the responsibility I had in riding my bike and the gift of riding my bike was looking out for four-legged turtles that sort of sometimes need a crossing guard. And it's funny because it hasn't happened in 3 months. I think I've only really stopped once, maybe twice. It's not like it's a huge thing. But I wonder how many times that in my life I've had a gift that was given to me, and instead of really cherishing and honoring and respecting that gift, I took it for granted. You see, I think that's where I get into the entitlement mode. I deserve it. And whenever I get into that place of I deserve it, then I'm really, excuse my French, but I know everybody here, I'm screwed. Because it's when I get into that sense of I'm entitled to it, then all of a sudden I don't feel any responsibility for it. I don't feel any gratitude for it. I lose my connection with the one who gave me the gift. Paul says in the epistle reading, the wages of sin are death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. I wonder how many of us look at life and eternal life as a gift. Because I'm here to tell you, every breath you take is a gift. The spirit that's been poured into you, the breath that's been poured into you, was a gift of God. And every time you take that breath, whether it's through a mask or not through a mask, it's a gift from God. But how often are we gratefully responsible to that gift? How well do we take care of the gifts that God has given us? The friends, the family, the health, the communities, the bike rides. How often do we actually live in that sense of being grateful? You see, when we live gratefully, I believe that something changes. We move closer to God, not further away from God. But what does the scripture say? The wages of sin are death. Do you ever think about that? The wages of sin are death. Wages come from a job. A gift comes from a giver. You work at sinning. You know why? Because you weren't created to sin. You got broken into it like I did. But you were never set up to sin. You were never set up to move away from God, because that's what sin is moving away from God. It's moving away from other people. It's disconnecting. And it's getting to the place where you feel entitled. I think that's where sin manifests itself the most, is when we all of a sudden, I deserve this. They don't, but I do. And then all of a sudden, we're taking the inventory of somebody else. We slide into the judgment seat. which, by the way, really fits me well, but it's really not a good place for me to be, because it leads me deeper and further away from the living God. I've been given a gift this last 3 months. I get to ride my bike outside. And trust me, even with the traffic, it's still exciting. It's still wonderful. And even when you hit a headwind, it's okay. Just makes you work a little bit harder. But you're not getting paid a wage. I'm responding to the free gift that God has given to me. Yeah, as you come to the Eucharist this day, I pray that you look at the things that God has gifted you with. For some of you, it's children or grandchildren that come to your mind. For some of you, it might be, you know, pets. For me, I've been gifted with my dog, Jake. For some of us, it's our family and our friends. And for some of us, it's a simple bike ride. But for all of us, it's every breath that we take. It's a spirit that connects you to the living God. It's a spirit that connects you to each other. And it's all called life. Life. That's what you got. So don't set it aside and settle for survival. Move deeper into life than ever before through a grateful sense of responsibility. Holding that life in your hands as if it really was a fragile gift, but also at the same time durable to meet anything and any environment that's ahead of you. It's that life that God's given you that is that fragile yet that durable and that malleable to move with you, to adapt for you, and to breathe into you a joy like never before. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.